Welcome back to another episode of Way of Life. I'm your host, Gus Holland. I want to give a big shout out to everyone that's been supporting the podcast. It has really been seeing some growth, and I greatly appreciate that. If you want to follow the podcast on Instagram, it is at Way of Life Podcast. There's wayoflifepodcast.com. That's where you can find all the places to listen to it. You can find the blog, which is similar content as what you're getting here for each episode, except in obviously a different format, but it is, different content. So it's still covering the same topic, but obviously written out and in, it's not word for word like the podcast. So you might want to check that out. Other than that, if you enjoyed these episodes, you can share it with a friend. You can rate and review it. Everything is greatly appreciated. Let's go ahead and get into today's episode. So, as y'all know, I have already done several episodes on the history of weightlifting, especially throughout different cultures, and we've even covered some philosophies, whether it's training philosophy or just, good ideals to live by. I would say that today is in that same realm, but obviously it's going to be slightly different. So I'm sure you're all familiar with, or at least most of you are familiar with, the whole TikTok and Instagram trend of taking different quotes from different philosophers or even Greek warriors and applying those to, almost like to create a hype video, which is awesome. I'm definitely not hating on that. If that helps you, you should do that or watch that. Today, I'm going to be covering slightly broader philosophies. Some of these philosophers you've probably heard of, such as Plato. But I'm going to explore some, slightly less popular theories and philosophies, kind of string them together, and hopefully help motivate y'all for the rest of the week, and whether it's inside the gym or outside of the gym. So I wrote some of this down, so it might sound kind of like I'm reading it, but I really want to get this point across. So in the world of weightlifting, we often find ourselves immersed or covered up in the physical realm of things. You're trying to push your bodies to the limit, striving for new goals or different weights, different measures of strength and power. But beneath all of this lies something that's even greater than just the mere act of lifting weights. So today we're going to delve into the wisdom of the ancient Greeks. So as I've mentioned previously, Plato is one of them. We're also going to be touching on Epictetus and Seneca, just to name a few. So one thing that the ancient Greeks definitely understood was the transformative power of a physical discipline, and especially the focus on the pursuit of excellence. So speaking of Plato, in his writing called The Republic, he speaks of the soul as being similar to a charioteer, so someone who is the driver of the chariot, basically guiding two horses. One horse represents reason, and the other one represents passion. So obviously, if you're a skilled charioteer, you have to make the two horses work together to achieve the goal. So by harmonizing the forces of passion and reason, you're able to achieve victory. So with this in mind, we must balance our intellect with our primal instincts on our path to greatness. So in the gym, you face similar challenges. You have to harness your intelligence in order to develop proper form and technique, breathing, bracing, programming, you name it, while also channeling your passion in order to push through barriers and your obstacles. So obviously, this isn't just touching on the mind-muscle connection, but also just the mental break of overcoming a new PR or even just a change in your programming that you're not 100% comfortable with. So that's when motivational things really come into play, whether positive or negative, you know, whether sourced from positive or negative sources. These are the tools that we use to sculpt greatness. So the ancient Stoics, Epictetus and Seneca, as well as others, taught us the importance of embracing challenges, and also overcoming adversity and taking them as opportunities for growth. So Seneca famously wrote, "What man can you show me who places any value on his time, who reckons the worth of each day, who understands that he is dying daily?" So these words remind us all that every moment in the gym and outside of the gym is a chance for you to better yourself, not only to become stronger physically, but also mentally. So one of the greatest lessons of all comes from the legendary philosopher Aristotle. He believed that excellence is not an act, but a habit. In other words, greatness is not achieved through one singular act, but through consistent practice of behavior. Therefore, in the gym, we need to cultivate a habit of discipline. So this is showing up every day that you have planned, pushing yourselves to your limit, and striving for excellence in everything that you do. As you stand at the crossroad of mind and muscle, remember the wisdom of the ancients. Let's embrace the challenges that lie ahead and know that each of your lifts brings you closer to your goals. And this is why it's important to give everything you've got as often as possible. Through these efforts, and through the gym, through the iron within the gym, we find a means to build our bodies, but also to nourish our minds and our souls. That's all for today's episode of Way of Life. So join me next time on our journey to gain more wisdom inside and outside of the gym. Until then, be safe, happy, healthy, and thank you all again for the support. Once again, you can leave a rating and review if you like. If you'd like to, share it with a friend. Check out wayoflifepodcast.com. Thank you all so much. Have a great week.